Good evening. The time is 8 p.m.
QST, 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 calling all radio amateurs. This is WD8QCN, activating the Fauquier Amateur Radio Association Technical Service Net. This net is held every Sunday at 8 p.m. local time on the 147.165 MHz W4VA repeater in Warrenton, Virginia. This repeater is owned and operated by the Fauquier Amateur Radio Association and uses a PL tone of 167.9 Hz for access. If anyone listening would like additional information, please see our website at w4va.org. The purpose of this net is to provide a forum for technical discussion and questions and answers regarding technical topics such as equipment, hardware, computer software, antennas, operating procedures, and similar information related to the radio art. We've been discussing component-level items for the past couple of months. We'll progress a little bit beyond that and talk about a block-level item tonight. And my question to the group is, what experience have you had in building oscillators, and how have you gone about it? I have a couple of items that I have worked on in the past where it was necessary to build a small oscillator, and wonder if anyone else has had experience in that side of the radio art, since that is a basic signal-producing building block. Before we get to that, let's go through our announcements. We have a meeting coming up on the 10th at 7:15 p.m. That's Thursday, both online and in person. Details on our website. There's a VE test session coming up on the 19th. That's Saturday at 9:30 a.m. at the Stafford Regional Library. And the club breakfast is coming up. The venue has changed, I understand, so be sure to check the website for details. 8 a.m. on Saturday the 26th. I believe that's Thanksgiving weekend, so hopefully folks are around for that. Does anyone else have any other news or announcements for the net tonight? Please call WD8QCN. None. I didn't see much on the ARRL website that was new this week, so no other big topics there. Let's take a few check-ins, and then we'll come back around and discuss our technical topic. Anyone wishing to check in to the FARA Sunday Night Technical Service Net, please call Net Control WD8QCN now.
K04VNZ
K3FR
W4RKU
KO4RBW, no comment.
WB7RAV, no comment.
This is Kilo Oscar 4, Whiskey Yankee X-ray, no comment.
KN4, SPL, no comment.
Pause there for a moment. I've got KO4VNZ, K3FR, W4RKU, KO4RBW, no comment. WB7RAV, no comment. KO4WYX, no comment. And KN4SPL, no comment. Good evening to all. Any further check-ins, please call WD8QCN.
Kilo Oscar 4, Kodak Kilo November, no comment.
And that recognizes KO4QKN, no comment. All right, so we'll start at the top of the list here. KO4VNZ. How are you doing tonight, and have you built any oscillators?
This is KO4VNZ. I'm doing pretty good tonight. I enjoyed the warm weather over the weekend. No, I don't have any experience at all in building oscillators. The closest I've gotten to it right now is I'm working on just putting in an oscillator chip in an offset attenuator. All my experience was in the military with something called a QRU-10, which was our frequency standard there, and then frequency standards that we used in the phone company. So that's about it, other than I'm catching nickel. I just wanted to remind everyone, I think I mentioned it on the last net, that, of course, Tuesday is election day, and if you haven't had a chance to vote, please go out and vote. To me, it's a very important civic duty. The polls open at 6 a.m. and close at 7 p.m. So that's 13 hours you can have to make it to the polls to vote. And if the weather holds and you want an extra treat while voting, show up for that 6 o'clock a.m. time when the polls open, and you can see the total lunar eclipse to the west. That's not all for me. This is KO4VNZ. Back to Matt.
Charles, thanks for that. Roger the experience there with the frequency standard, but not building. Good point there on Election Day, and hope everyone remembered to turn their clocks back an hour last night. It is that time of year, too, so hopefully that reminder will help anyone not be late for work tomorrow. I know we had a couple people show up early for church. Let's see. Oh, yes, you mentioned the lunar eclipse. Yeah, that's early in the morning Tuesday, and I think we have a bunch of meteor showers getting cranked up right about now. I think they're peaking around the 17th or 18th, so another week or two. That'll be interesting to see how intense that gets this year. So thanks for that, Charles. Let's see, down to Ron, K3FR. How are you tonight, and what construction experience have you had with oscillators?
WDAQCN, K3FR. Thanks for taking the net tonight, Steve. And good evening to everyone that's on the net. Well, first off, yesterday I went mobile, and I went down to the Blue Ridge Parkway and parked myself at the Raven's Roost Overlook, a beautiful spot, and was about probably eyeball or very nearly direct line of sight to the gentlemen, the people that were activating most of the mountains. Worked 11 of them, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 peaks, at least that I can count at this point, and had a good time with them, and good signals all about, even though I was just running my little handy talkie. Oscillators. I have experiences both ways. I've had to build crystal oscillators for transverters and receive converters that I was building. Didn't have too much problem with them. They actually worked pretty good. However, I did have an issue with an 807, which despite all the care in layout and keeping the plate circuit on the north side of the chassis and the grid circuit on the south side, and keeping them well shielded, I could not tame the feedback. As it turns out, 807s are famous for going into oscillation, and you've got to be fairly careful in terms of nulling out the plate grid capacitance and providing reverse feedback in there to keep it from oscillating. That's all the rest of the oscillators I've built are pretty much digital, using CMOS, both pardon there, both with a stable multi-vibrators and with Schmitt trigger comparators to create the frequencies that were needed. So, despite the fact I'd like to say yes, I've had a lot of good time with it, I haven't. And my dad was usually pretty good at RF. I somehow had a black thumb when it came to RF. WDAQCN, K3FR.
All right, thanks for that, Ron. That's a good experience there. I never really got deep into it on the tube side. I've done some transistor oscillators and some chip-level stuff. Let's see. The one you kind of touched on one of the topics I was going to throw in there a little later on, but this is as good a time as any since you brought it up. Feedback is basically the fundamental property that you need to take advantage of in constructing an oscillator. Sometimes it's desirable and sometimes it's not. And your case there, you're talking about a tube amplifier going into self-oscillation. And I remember my very first novice rig was a Heathkit Hot Water 16. And I forget which tube it had in it, but I remember the big fat ceramic nulling cap there that you had to tweak once in a while in order to keep it from going into self-oscillation and keep the corona down inside the tube. And I remember that cap smoking on one occasion. Scared the heck out of me. That's interesting stuff. And then, so the desirable and undesirable feedback can cause those oscillations. That's a great point. And then, and basically to create an oscillator in the first place, you want constructive feedback in a small amplifier. Basically, feed a signal back in phase through a resonant circuit of some type, be it a crystal or an RC circuit, or a LC circuit, I should say. Okay, we'll pause there and continue on. Let's jump down to Kevin, W4RKU. How are you tonight, and how is your construction experience?
WDAQCN, W4RKU. Good evening, Steve. Thanks for doing the net tonight. I have built code practice oscillators. Those count. I am sure I built my fair share when I took 3 years of electronics in high school. And I'm sure I built some along the way in there. That's the only thing I can think of for amateur radio. I built a couple of code oscillators. I got a frequency standard from my grandfather. I still have somewhere. All I have to say on the subject. Wanted to let everybody know that we're going to have a special guest at the meeting this Thursday. Name's Jack Smith. He works as the Virginia section manager. He also works for FEMA. And he'll be doing a presentation at our club meeting. So, people might be interested in trying to make the meeting. I've been actually doing, working more with some web stuff the last few days. Trying to get some of the DXCCs out there. A date from the DXpeditions. Nothing spectacular. Now, I'll turn it back over to you, Steve. WD8QCN, W4RKU, back to net.
4RKU, WD8QCN, thanks, Kevin. Good all around. And, I hope everyone copied that. Virginia section manager will be at the club meeting this month, so try to turn up either in person or online. Glad to have all comers. Let's see. I think everyone else that's checked in down the list here is checked in as no comment. So we'll pause and take a few more check-ins or rechecks. Please call WD8QCN. Quiet net tonight. One last topic on our technical issue here tonight, building an oscillator. I'll tell you the simplest one I've ever built basically involved a 14 megahertz crystal, a capacitor for pulling it off a little bit, and the inverter. I remember it was the 7404 or one of the bigger ones. But worked really well. made square waves, though. So if you're going to put that on the air, you're going to want to filter that a little bit with an LC circuit, LC circuit. can't talk tonight, but that's a real simple way to make an oscillator. Just put a crystal across the output to the input of an inverter, and the startup transient is typically enough to get it ringing. Works pretty well. Let's see. One last call. Any other check-ins for the RS Sunday Night Technical Service Net, please call WD8QCN, or we're going to have a short net tonight. Rechecks. All right. Hearing none, this is WD8QCN, Net Control for the FARA Sunday Night Technical Service Net. I want to thank everyone for joining us tonight. If you'd like further information regarding tonight's discussion or information on FARA, please see our website at w4va.org or send an email to FARANET at W4VA.org. This is WD8QCN closing the FARANET and returning the repeater to normal amateur use. Thanks again to all who joined us. Have a great night. 7-3.
KW4TS.
November, Romeo, 3, November, connected, 2, W4VA. November, Romeo, 3, November, disconnected.